Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Bill Brand is our guest, folks, and we're celebrating his 11th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Happy anniversary, Bill. Happy anniversary, baby.
Well, thank you very much. It's been 11 good years.
How about that?
Or actually 9 good years, and then, of course, I've hit his one.
And the other two, right, the lean years. What's known as the lean years. Welcome back, folks. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for 11 great years. Thanks for your abiding support of all the things that we do. Folks, we're talking about, by the way, Bill's website is dsi.biz. I encourage you to check it out and see read some of the wisdom that Bill writes that I promise you you'll benefit from. Bill, we're talking about the unfunded mandates, the unfunded pension funds, I should say, underfunded is a better term probably, pension plans especially, we got corporations.
Yep,
they're doing this. I always forget the acronym for the federal agency that
PBGC.
Takes over. PBGC, right? It's hard
pension
to say.
Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation.
Right. So if a corporation defaults on their pensions, the government steps in. So we got a bunch of that stuff going on right there at the government. Then we got the government backing up, I guess, the California, Illinois, your state of Illinois, New York, et cetera, all these pension funds that are unfunded. State and local pension funds. You say that you have a three-pronged approach to solving this. What is it?
Well, sure. I think there are generally three things you do. One, you change the retirement age for newly hired people. So I agree with you, we made promises and we can't change. You can't move the football, the goalposts, if you will,
right,
on people who are already in. But you change the ages rather substantially for newly hired people. You might even put them in something like a defined contribution plan, a 401k.
Right.
Two, you get a hold of the cost of living increases. Those were not part of the original pension plans. They're adjusted by the legislatures or by the corporation every year. You need to get away from the compounding of those. You know, when you look at the last couple of years, the inflation rate is effectively zero at this point. So cost of living increases to 3% and 4% that compound just drive it crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, you have to do something with respect to how the benefits are calculated and what you do. You know, the pension plans right now, many of them, have an imputed rate of return of 8%. Jim, if you and I could find a bank that was paying anywhere near 8%, we'd move right? So, I mean, that's not real. And at some point, you have to get a real fix on the current funding of what these plans are and deal with that.
Well, plus the fact that many of these people retiring, they may be burned out from teaching. 20 years of teaching will do that. They may be burned out from being a firefighter or a police officer, because I can see how that would be. 20 years would be all you'd want to do with that. But many of these people are still able-bodied people. They're going and they're gainfully employed somewhere else. Should we means test these?
I don't know.
Is that being discussed?
Not really, Jim, because if you go down that slippery slope, I'm going to ask you about something close to your heart. Should we means test our veterans who are pulling their pensions after 20 or 30 years?
I understand. But here's, I guess what I'm getting at is I don't mean means test forever, but say means test for 10 years or until you're a certain age. Means test to your 55 or 60 or something like that, you know?
If this is a governmental funding issue, might it not be better than to mean test them than to tax them? Just like you do Social Security benefits, portions of which, if you take them early and you make much money, portions of your Social Security benefits are taxable. You could adjust those tax rates and make back for the government that which you are giving with one hand. Perhaps probably better than trying to means test people, which inevitably gets to a subjective decision at some point, or could, when you can just put a tax rate in and say, if you want to pull your pension now, it's going to be subject to regular tax rates.
What about those plans that were exorbitant? Offered exorbitant things like the California town. I've forgotten the name of the town.
Stockton or San Bernardino.
No, there was another one out there where somebody retired at hundreds of thousands of dollars full pension the manager, city manager. Well, I've forgotten which one it was, but
Bell.
But
there are Bell, California.
Is it Bell, California? Yeah. And so, I mean, could you go back and just maybe nullify those? I mean, that's ridiculous.
I'm not sure you can nullify them, but PBGC, when it takes over a distressed pension plan from a private, has a cap on what they'll reimburse.
Right.
And that's why the pilots, for example, and airlines hate them. You could apply the same logic publicly.
Quickly, Bill, before we got to wrap it up, how much is the government on the hook for a bunch of this, the federal government?
No. Most of the states have their own pension plans. The Fed is not on the hook for them.
Yeah, good, good. Hey, Bill, thanks for bringing us this information. And thanks for 11 great years. Come back again real soon.
I look forward to it, Jim. And
Bill,
you're the best for small business.
Thank you. Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, a champion of small business, whether you know it or not. But if you've been listening to the show, you know that he is. DSI.biz is his website, by the way. I gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.